sending pictures of herself.
But she knows what I mean.
But you have to post a picture to see it, right?
Anakin, you know what I mean?
It's not going to accidentally get over.
I don't like putting pictures of myself up.
Right.
Because
right.
I think
so
it's totally conceited.
But what he was just doing is diminishing your Twitter
following.
No, I'm not. He said, I don't have a bunch of horn dogs who just tune into me to see what I look like.
He was insinuating that's all you get.
Don't cause tension.
Thank goodness that those guys are out there.
Right.
It's true.
That does help, doesn't it? Hi, Danica.
Hi.
Maybe we could
start. How would the pocketbook be without the horn dog?
Where were we at?
I'm saying, would
the bank account be so robust without the horn dog out there?
Are we talking about horn dogs in general or the horn dog? I don't know who the horn dog is.
I don't think anyone on our show has named the horn. Oh, yeah. Jason.
Right.
Jason's the horn dog.
That's
over
his
there.
Name.
No, I think.
And my back's turned to him. Is that a good idea?
Yeah, please be careful over there.
I value all of my fans, and you know it's.
We're in interview mode now,
and only some.
Now
of
we're
them.
Just saying.
Only
stuff.
Some of them creep you out.
There, I don't mind. I really don't mind. You know, I'm. It's like natural to be attracted or not attracted or like or you know what I mean. So it's just you know.
Work with
and
what?
Especially with Twitter, you don't have a face to the words necessarily, so you can just kind of write whatever you want.
There you go. There you go.
I don't know. I don't care.
That's good. That's a good start. Why?
Not caring is good.
Yeah. Why bother with it too much? All right, Danica. So how's life? How's your day? Are you? Pretty much beaten by talking to people. Yet?
I seem to have more energy than you right now. You sound a little tired. And
you want me to get more amped up here? Grab me a Red Bull. Let's go.
You know how, you know when you talk and the words trail off, you're like, how you doing?
Well, it's how I deal with nerves. But let's talk a little bit about this crazy schedule you have, because I am worried about your well-being. when you try to race two tours. I know you did that full-time last year. Are you doing that this year as well?
Yeah, it's a
full-time?
Full IndyCar series and a dozen or so nationwide races. So, yeah.
Okay.
It's, so we've done two nationwide races, going to Vegas tomorrow, and then a week off, and then Bristol, and then the IndyCar season starts.
And do you have to do a lot of Saturday, Sunday?
You know what's really fantastic is I have tons of Sundays off.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because nationwide's on Saturday.
Right.
Sometimes on Friday, but most of the time it's on Saturday. And even in IndyCar, sometimes we have quite a few Saturday night races. So I have a lot of Sundays off. It's really
That's very nice.
And it's not like, you know, you go, whether I went to the track. Okay, so I go for 2 days, let's say, Saturday and Sunday. It's not the same as going for Friday and Saturday because nobody calls you on Sunday because it's not a work day.
Sure.
But when you come home and Monday is your first day at home, people are working, and they call you, and then there's things to do. So when you have Sunday off, it's like you actually have a weekend off.
But you have time at home?
Sometimes,
Where do you live?
Arizona.
Not specifically, just in general. Just keep it real general.
I kept it as general as I
could
right there.
That's good,
Arizona.
Okay, and but as much as you got going, you actually spend a little time there.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
There and on my bus.
Because that's what we find, and not just with ladies in your sport. We talked to Tony Stewart on occasion. We're not real tight, but he talks. I mean, he's out racing on Wednesdays and then Thursday, and it's asinine with all
Tony's
that.
Tony's race schedule is self-inflicted.
Yeah,
and he chooses to race that often, and I can't understand. I love racing, but I need some days off. And he's like, "Well, what am I going to do? Sit at home?" I'm like, I don't know, maybe.
It's great making
like
a ton of money, but
so
if you're
much.
Always working, what's the point of it all, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's got the race team, and he's got a lot of race teams. He's got, like, you know, sprint car race teams, and he's got, you know, maybe it's Silver Crown, I'm not sure. Anyway, so he's got all that, and then he's got the Sprint Cup team, and he's busy boy. I couldn't race that much.
How long have you been married?
5 years.
I'm just wondering if
there's like a tremendous pause there. It's like you look like you're going somewhere.
You both seemed really nervous about that, how that was going to work out. If you don't mind me analyzing
so far.
The
well,
horn dog over here laughs.
He's like, wow.
Because he just
like,
doesn't care. Because
like his nickname goes, the horn dog. He's thinking other things.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, you, which
creepy.
I'm not 100% sure your name because I can't remember right now, but you're staring at your computer.
My name is Dan.
Dan. Dan's, you're
Danica.
Staring at your computer.
I thought
as
for sure you would remember my name. That's how I remembered yours.
Oh.
Because it was so similar
now
to mine.
Now I'll remember.
Yes.
You were staring at your computer
like
you were looking at something with motivation from that question to trans to go to something else. So do you have a second question? Or is that just like a general how long have you been married question? I mean, it's just not.
Yeah, is it going well? Or
no. How's it working out?
No, the point
coffee?
Is.
Coffee? Do you like coffee?
It stemmed off of what him talking about your extremely busy schedule. Then, you know, I know media-wise, you're pretty much always asked to speak and do stuff, and you host TV shows on Spike TV, and I've seen you on Letterman and whatnot, and I just think you're always very busy. That, I've found in the past, the busier you are, the better your marriage is, because you only see each other a little bit, right? So you kind of treasure that time. If you're with each other 24/7, then it's...
It's like those first two magical years last for five when you don't see each other very often.
No,
the weekend
that's
marriage
a good point.
Should be supported.
I
so every Sunday you see your husband, and you're like, wow, you look great.
My husband says we have daily contracts. Every day is a new day. Every day is a new day to be good or bad, and so that's kind of scary. But, no, we get along really great. And, actually, he travels with me all the time. He doesn't travel with me to, like, media days like this.
This crappy event.
I mean, what is he going to do, stand behind me? I mean, there's really not much to
and
do
we're
here.
We're not very threatening.
Guard
and,
you against him.
Yeah.
And you'd feel a lot less comfortable asking these questions if he was standing in here, so
yeah, for sure.
And I would too, so it makes for better radio if we can speak freely. But no, I love being married. I've always wanted to be married. I don't know why. I don't necessarily want to have kids, but I like always wanted to get married.
Oh, okay. That was I was gonna ask that too.
So too bad for all those boys who just turned it away.
She turned really it away?
No,
what?
I'm just kidding. I never.
Oh, wow.
She likes
who dumped
married.
Me? Yeah. I got dumped all the time.
No,
you did not.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Really?
Oh, sure. For sure.
We're suspicious.
So are they.
That's the general Letterman guest bit.
Right.
With
right.
Like whoever. Oh, yeah.
Do you have names?
Could never
you
get a date.
Call them and check them off and say, hey, look at me now.
Supermodel. Oh, yeah. I was so gangly as a teen. Whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
That's my favorite. Gosh, I was so darn gangly.
Yeah, no, nobody
just wasn't
wanted
attractive.
To
I was so tall and thin. Nobody liked me.
Such bullshit. Yeah. All right. is that what's it like being on Letterman? Do they really pre-interview you totally? And
for
you know,
every single TV show you do, whether it's Ellen or Letterman or any show, Regis and Kelly, I mean, you name it, any kind of show like that you go on, you have to do a pre-interview. So you do a pre-interview for, you know, what I hope is as little time as possible, but usually they end up being at least 20 minutes long, 20, 30 minutes almost, and they kind of go through all the important stuff going on, and, you know, if there's a certain topic that is, you know, hot, or maybe you start talking about something that turns out to be a pretty funny conversation, that way the shows are better. That way they get, that way the questions on air are good, and it's entertaining instead of fumbling around and talking about things that
like
aren't really
doing,
important.
Like us. Like
yeah,
doing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, now I'm giving away every TV show secrets.
Dang,
and
we gotta try
nobody
that.
Had any idea that there was a pre-call until now, unfortunately.
But it doesn't get stiff like you're, gosh, I've done this, now I've got to repeat that funny story.
That's the thing is I have a real hard time with saying the same thing over again because I don't want people to ever think that I'm a broken record or I just have these blanket answers. I don't. And so I almost would rather not do them. Actually, you know, I've been on Jimmy Kimmel a whole bunch of times, and what's so great about that is that I do a pre-interview for that as well, but Jimmy and I tend to just kind of go off on our own little tangent, and you know, I think it makes for a really good TV because we're kind of catching each other off guard, and you know, I put him in a position where he can, you know, be funny, and I just sit there because at the end of the day, people tune in to see Jimmy Kimmel. They don't tune in necessarily to see me every time.
And Guillermo.
Because he's
so
funny.
Modest. You're so modest.
So,
they're tuning in for you. That's why he's booking you.
The horn dogs
well,
are.
Right. The horn
thanks.
Dog.
I thought that was him.
Right. Well,
he's the horn dog.
He's the leader.
They just do what he wants.
He's the president.
He's the face of the franchise.
Because of the
poor
implication.
Killer. Poor killer. All right, Danica Patrick with us here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Man, there's so many things we can talk about. So many directions
well, you
we
seem
can go.
So. You seem
growing up, did you...
Do I sound more excited now?
Yeah.
Did you more view?
You said,
I'm never accused of this.
Oh, man. There's so much
there
to
are.
Talk about.
Like,
there
I got to choose a direction. You want me to choose a direction?
Yeah.
All right.
Can I stick my tongue down your throat?
That who was just said that?
It's just idiots.
Is this some
it's
recording
idiot.
That
no.
you push play on?
You think I would push that?
Fantastic. No. The answer's no.
No, he's a moron. It's Groobs back there. It's another.
You could have pointed at the horn dog and I'd have believed it.
Okay. It's killer. So,
killer.
you are very marketable. You're you do the occasional commercial.
Thanks. Yeah.
I'd like to hear what you say no to. Like, what's the dumbest thing you've been pitched on? Or you're just like, there's no way I can do that.
I think
that.
He's putting you down again, implying that you don't say no to anything.
I guarantee.
Scale it back.
She's.
That's what he said.
She works.
I'm reading between the lines.
Stop trying to cause a rift between.
I think they're fighting for your affection.
Totally,
I think that's what it is. Yeah.
I think she's clearly more.
This is going to be a totally. This is going to be an intelligent answer that is not. Could not be spun any which way. But what I say here, that rhymed. That was good. Anyways. When I am doing commercials, and I'll read the scripts, and if I have the luxury of being able to choose through different scripts, I always want the commercial to make sense. If it's not understandable, and if it doesn't make sense, and if it's too wordy, I don't like it, because I want the commercial to be successful, and I want it to translate to business for whoever I'm doing it for. So, you know, if the commercial, if I can't digest it when I read it, and I don't feel like it's clear and obvious to the viewer,
right?
As I'm a consumer and a viewer for a lot of things, then I just don't think it's going to be as effective. So, I like to choose the commercials that I think that will be have impact and be successful, because that I like to be associated with successful commercials.
That makes sense. But as far as products,
like, you know,
I'm not asking you to call
somebody out. Usually, it never gets
out.
To that point.
Okay.
It usually never gets to that point. You don't see scripts before you approve a deal. So,
right.
I'm lucky at this point in time. There's a lot of good stuff going on, and if the brand and all those things don't parallel me pretty closely, then, you know.
Well, for instance, you've been tight with GoDaddy forever.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
GoDaddy's been a sponsor by since 2007. This is now the second year that they've been a primary sponsor for me in NASCAR and in IndyCar.
And you've been Super Bowl commercials and
every
the whole
year.
Bit.
Yeah.
And yet, it's interesting when
that's
you ask.
That's false advertising, by the way.
Well, I was going
what?
To say, when you ask someone.
I went to the website. And
I want to ask.
You weren't fully naked.
Like hoped for when you
you're
saw
beginning
the
to take it off in the commercial,
let's
and then they
honest.
Stop and go to the website.
There's an implication.
You
there.
Went to the website, though, which is the goal.
Right.
Didn't you? Don't you like
and
the
I bought lots
versions?
Of stuff, yeah.
Usually,
oh, yeah. The funny 2-minute commercials.
Did
you
watch the Super Bowl commercials this year?
Maybe. Which one are you referring to?
The contract. That's my favorite one. The one where we're being told we have to do. The one where you think we're going to be naked, you know, as we're walking through the.
I think that's all.
As we're walking through the garage. I mean, that's, you know, but.
There is an implication.
But what you find is that we have these ridiculous, like, you know, GoDaddy. I don't even know what you call them, like words on us, and it's covering us from, you know, the chest to the leg, and, you know, we have to do this funny dance, and, you know, so that's the punchline. It's funny, though. It's funny.
No, it is funny.
Is that an all-day affair, filming those things?
Yeah, actually, usually it's a day of commercial. It takes one day to do a commercial.
But you do, you are...
All right, Groove.
Or... Previously, were you insinuating that you have approval over these things? Like, you get to look at the script, and if you think it's not funny, you're like,
you're very difficult.
Yeah. Yeah, if I don't like it at all, I
storm back to your trailer.
Say that. Yeah, I can say that. Or if it's something that's pushing it, and I'm like, I don't know about that.
Do you have your agent say that?
That is their role. Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
I'm not meant to be the bad guy, so at times. But, you know, we try and be a cooperative group as much as possible, but, you know, it's a balancing act.
All right, well, that was the pre-interview. Coming up next, we're going to do it for real. Now, we're getting the TV appointment awaits you with the very cool TV guys.
Oh, yeah, you're but, right. It's almost that 30 mark right now.
Here, would you mind?
Do you want to hang out for more?
I feel like
you're being pushed away now.
I don't really have to sit up straight when I'm doing radio, so it makes it a bit easier.
Well, just hang out with us.
They're
losers over there.
I actually have a lot of fun with radio. I think sometimes if I'm like if we're face to face here, so you can see my facial expression. You know when I'm joking. You know me. I feel like you know me.
Right.
So you,
we're
but
tight now.
If I do them from a remote location, you know, if I'm doing them by phone or something, I feel like stuff can get spun, and so that makes me nervous because you can't see me then and you don't know me and you could say like she wasn't very nice or you know.
Yeah, we'll do that when you walk away. So have you ever actually been pulled over for speeding?
Publicist, please write down Sports Radio 1310 the ticket. I'll never be back again.
We need to be invoiced as well. Yeah.
We usually black mark you people then if you talk bad about me.
Whoa.
Sorry, Donna.
That's fine.
Hey, I meant nothing by
why is everything negative black?
I mean red, like a correction.
No, you meant the first time, and I don't like that.
That's in his...
You're on my list now.
I'm on the list.
Right.
Oh, no.
Tell your publicist not to get that
Right.
Like in Billy Madison, where he has the list, and I think the title of the list is People to Kill, because they made fun of him in high school, and he's got lipstick, and he's putting lipstick on. It's for those who have seen...
Wow, I would like to congratulate you on a Billy Madison reference.
Thank you.
Nicely done. Yeah. I feel like this is really going well.
If I knew that I was going to get an applause and a handshake from you for referencing movies, I would have referenced 10 more, but I didn't know that. And I know
just walk around and give her a hug. Jeez, get off her.
It was a handshake.
What a horn dog.
I'm sorry, Danica.
All right.
Sorry.
Let's
about
get serious again.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Do you want to
go
read
see
that
Billy
for
Madison
us?
Together?
Or would you? I suppose I should ask if you would.
Is this is this a liner for you that I'm doing live on the radio right now?
This is called a wacky radio liner.
In case you screw up, they'll even get the outtakes.
This is Danica Patrick, and I never listen to the Bob and Dan show on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
All right, do it again with... No.
Right, it should be an all-day thing.
To hear the end of
a little
that
more passion
yes,
next time.
Yes, now do angry.
Right.
Go to the website for
more. Do angry?
Yes.
Now do disinterested like he was with your interview.
This is Danica Patrick, and I never listen to the radio show Bob and Dan. Bob and Dan's radio show. See, I can't even get the name right.
Give us a meh.
On Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Danica. A pleasure.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Good time. Awesome.
Thanks,
all right. Nice
I'll,
to meet you.
Shake your hand.
All right. You
what are you
got
doing?
You got after him for shaking a hand, then you did. What does that mean?
He was hoping for a hug.
Mm.
He was hoping to upgrade.
But we'll go see Billy Madison next time you
all right.
Town,
I love
right?
it. Adam Sandler. Right. Very funny.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Bye, Danica. There she goes. Danica Patrick.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Danica.
Dude, can we have a really quick Danica post-game show?
Sure.
Just really quick. Because I just love the way how you two boys, now you know I love you two boys to death, right?
Sure.
And you two boys love each other. But when there's a set of boobs in front of you, you turn
you
into
feel
the,
we each up our game?
The bickering brothers.
We didn't even get out of the ticker before Dan's trying to torpedo me.
He's trying to sabotage Bob in the hopes that she's going to choose one of you and she'll choose him. And Bob is trying to counteract that action. And you two are going to argue and fight while she sits here because she doesn't want either one of you.
Meanwhile,
Killer
is...
What do you mean she doesn't want either of us? She Killer clearly wants...
Meanwhile,
she comes here
Killer is a dark shade of red as he's sitting over there bouncing, knowing she thinks that his radio name is the Horn Dog.
It's Bob and Dan, and I'm the Horn Dog.
With traffic.
On the ticket.
Sports reports from the Horn Dog at 10:30 and 50.
Everybody was just on edge because you have a pair of boobs sitting in front of you. Man, that was so great. Dan is just shooting down everything Bob says.
I think she's a girl. I don't think you refer to her as what you did.
Oh, you just...
So I won?
You
That's
won,
what you're
dude.
Trying to say?
You won.
If
it was
anyone,
great.
If anyone at this table is walking out of here with Danica Patrick, it's you. So congratulations.
Are we
take
so
my
bitter?
Hat off.
Right. Well, she's not here now, Bob. There's no reason to chop Dan down.
It's not. I totally concede to Dan. Congratulations.
Hey, man.
I'll try to win the next one.
Thanks.
You're king of Danica. Well
I'll
done.
I'll take it.
Well played.
Oh, God, that was so great.
All right.
Now we'll...
So is Tyson Chandler okay?
Now we'll use some of that GoDaddy money and get some implants, and we'll be perfect.
Dude. What? Come on, be nice.
I am. I'm just offering suggestions on how to...
It's her money, right?
How
just
to make
use
it
her
the
money.
Full package.
All right.